Why are we here? How do we fulfill the meaning and purpose of our life? Our purpose is conscious evolution. You have to become conscious in order to evolve. Conscious evolution begins with self-study and needs self-knowledge, self-understanding, and finally, self-transformation. Every problem comes from ignorance. If you look at yourself and your life, you'll find that every time you have done harm, you did it in the absence of understanding. Conditions on the earth are what they are because of the lack of understanding. Lack of understanding means lack of consciousness. Only through the light of consciousness can we gain understanding. The purpose of Brahma is to help you have the possibility of breaking through your mechanicality by giving you an organized picture of yourself and a direction to move in. We have three parts: a mind that thinks, feelings that feel, and a body that moves and has sensations. When one of these three is functioning without the support of the other two, we are mechanical. If you're just in your head, you're mechanical. If you're just in your feelings, you're mechanical. If just your body is doing something, you're mechanical. When you bring body and mind together, you begin to be intentional. You are actively participating in your life, instead of passively being moved by external influences, like hay blown by the wind. You become less mechanical, less critical of the world, and a little more connected to yourself. When body, mind, and feelings are together, you may become interested in the purpose and meaning of your life. You begin to have questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of birth and death? What is the purpose of these 70-80 years on earth? You need to become conscious of your own existence to bring meaning to your life. And you become conscious of your existence only when mind, feelings, and body work together in harmony. To be present means to be free from past and future. We all have a past, and we all have a future which we are concerned about. What does it mean to be free from past and future? It means to lose identification with them. The entire past and entire future are aspects of this moment. Because we relate to everything via time and space, we don't see the truth of the moment. The story of your life has a beginning and an end, and body, mind, and feelings go through it. But the reality of your existence has no story. It is always present, without any story. We have never been separated from the divine. In fact, there is no possibility for that separation. It's hard for us to understand that the whole is not a collection of the parts. The whole exists, independent of the parts, but the parts are dependent on the whole. Even though we have this measuring mind, which measures everything by time and space, we have the possibility to enter into something that is not a time-space event, by tasting our own existence. In the moment you taste your existence, you cannot place that taste in time and space. You can't say where the taste came from. The taste is inclusive. It includes the totality of all that exists. We are so removed from reality, our mind can't contain this. Our education had no connection to reality, and so, neither does our mind. Mass consciousness covered it up. Reality is a seed. The manifested universe sprouts from it. The seed of reality, when it sprouts in you, becomes your consciousness. When you are conscious, you have light to see with, and therefore the possibility to see things as they really are. But there is a payment to be made. The payment is to first see yourself as you really are. We need to become conscious. Consciousness is not in appearances. It's the substance of reality beyond appearances. A practical approach to work with is connection between body and mind. When body and mind are functioning together as a unit, the feelings eventually come in. If you register the process of inhaling and exhaling for 3 minutes a day, preferably before you're hit by your to-do list, you create a base for yourself. From time to time during the day, you can come to body-mind connection. That brings you from the passive state to the active state. The passive state is chaotic because body, mind, or feelings are functioning alone. Your body is tense because you are so subject to worry. In the active state, your energy is not drained, and worry is greatly reduced. When body, mind, and feelings are together, you're not wasting your life energy. Instead, you're investing it in becoming conscious.